Prosecutors in Virginia are expected to file capital murder charges today against suspected snipers John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo. Authorities believe both are responsible for the deaths of 10 people and the wounding of 3 others in the sniper attacks in the Washington, D.C. area. Maryland already has charged the men, and the U.S. Justice Department also is considering legal action. Just which jurisdiction will prosecute first has sparked some controversy among regional authorities. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The men are accused of killing people in 6 different counties in 2 states and the District of Columbia. That's not counting a robbery-homicide officials in Montgomery, Alabama attribute to the same suspects, and investigators in several other states are looking at unsolved murder cases for links to the men as well. The scattered crimes make for a legal tangle, and the bickering has begun. It started on Friday when Maryland State's Attorney for Montgomery County, Doug Gantzler, filed the first charges against Muhammad and Malvo, 6 counts of first-degree murder each. Gantzler's quick move reportedly disappointed top Justice Department officials, who said they'd asked him not to file charges until all of the jurisdictions could meet and agree on a plan. But on ABC yesterday, Gantzler said federal officials hadn't asked him to refrain from filing, and he defended his actions.
What I did here is I did my job. The people of Montgomery County expect when 2 people come into town, they murder 6 of their citizens, that I, as the prosecutor, will file charges for murder against those people. In fact, it'd be an interesting backlash if we hadn't filed.
But filing first doesn't mean prosecuting first. Gantzler says the reason the men should be tried first in Montgomery County is that so much of the violence happened there.
It's about the healing process for the communities and the families. Montgomery County was disproportionately affected by these shootings, and we should begin the healing process in Montgomery County.
One official who accuses Gantzler of political grandstanding is Virginia Attorney General Jerry Kilgore. He spoke yesterday on Fox.
We want everybody to get in a room together, stop holding press conferences, and talk about exactly who's going to prosecute this individual based upon the end result.
Of course, Kilgore is also trying to stake a claim on prosecuting the sniper suspects. He says the men should be tried first in the jurisdiction most likely to give them the most severe sentence, the death penalty.
Well, of course, Maryland has a moratorium on the death penalty. They cannot try this juvenile as an adult and subject him to the death penalty. We can in Virginia. I think what needs to happen here is for all the parties to sit down together, all of us decide what is the best action for this particular case. And I think if we answer all the questions, it will be Virginia.
Maryland officials say the moratorium on executions would not hamper prosecutors from seeking the death penalty for Muhammad. But for Malvo, who is thought to be under 18, the most he could get would be life in prison without parole. There is a third entity that could prosecute first, the Federal Justice Department. Authorities are reportedly considering charging the suspects under a federal racketeering law that makes violent extortion, such as the sniper's demand for $10 million, a crime punishable by death. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.